Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello there, and welcome to the 9th episode of Crime Fighters. Click on the link. Our story is slowly coming to an end. College student Zawadi is still in a coma after being stabbed. Meanwhile, IT expert Tembo has been uncovering another side to the victim. Not only has he discovered that she fell for an email scam that may have forced her to borrow money, he also found photos of her practically naked in a secret email account. Today's episode is called The Unveiling. It starts at the police station with officers Fred Obi and Sally Besso about to peel away another layer of the onion.
Sally, it's nice to be indoors at last after all that walking today.
I wonder what Tembo's found out. He sounded pretty serious on the phone.
Yes, I'm curious too.
Well, we'll know soon. I hope it'll be more helpful than the report we got from the bank about Zawadi's account.
Some good news would certainly be welcome. The bank was quite a disappointment. Anyway, now we know that the scammers used Zawadi's details to gain access to a bank account, then transferred all her money to their mobile phones. And as we expected, they used an unregistered SIM card. I have to say, thieves are getting more and more creative.
Yes. With the changing trends of mobile money transfer and banks offering online banking services, we really need to start teaching young people how to protect themselves from fraudulent transactions.
You know, in my day, we only had to worry about rats eating the money you may have stashed under the mattress. And photos are only taken on special occasions.
But you would still let your parents know where you were going in the evening, right?
Yes. But that was just to be safe, not to show off the way some young people do nowadays on social media.
Come on, Fred. Just accept that the internet is here to stay, and that crime will also become more complicated.
Yes, I'm slowly accepting it. It'll take some time, though.
Hi, Tembo. We came as soon as we could.
Hello, Sally. Hello, Fred.
Hey, Tembo.
Thank you both for coming. I've found something that will be of interest to you.
Come on, Tembo. Don't keep us in suspense. What is it?
Please, come and sit in front of this computer. Okay. So, what you're looking at are pictures of Zawadi. You can see that someone else has taken the photos. I didn't actually think too much of them at first, until I came across this one.
What? Is she in bed naked?
It's always the innocent-looking ones. Tembo, is there something special about this particular photo apart from the fact that she's naked?
I retrieved this from deleted data on her laptop. I also registered on a website that came up a lot in her browser history, and I found the same photo on there.
Tembo, what's the meaning of this? Is this...
Don't be so surprised. This website, Hot Girls, promises young girls quick and easy money, and it promises the men who frequent it a good time with the girls.
Surely. This can't be the Zawadi we've heard so many good things about.
I knew it.
People can surprise you, Sally. It was easy for me to create an account pretending to be a potential client of this escort service. Then I was able to search her profile on the website using her secret email address. She wasn't hard to find.
Her parents are paying for education, and this is what she's doing?
But why would she turn to this sort of thing?
Well, for several reasons. In her profile, she says she just wants to have a good time and make money in the process. Here, you can see the number of clicks her profile has got so far.
So 495 people have clicked on her profile.
Exactly.
What else did you find?
Well, I couldn't find much by using my own account, so I tried logging onto hers.
Did you have her password?
No, but if someone has access to your email account, they can pretend to be you and log into other websites you've used previously.
How?
There is a feature on most websites that allows you to recover passwords in case you've forgotten yours. They send an email to the email account you use for the registration, which allows you to change your password. So that's what I did, and after that I was able to access her profile and read the private messages she had got from some of the guys who clicked on it.
But how would you know who these men are? Most of them aren't using real pictures of themselves. Zoom in on that one.
Look at this message from a Mr. Bonkes. He's given Zawadi his phone number.
I was always afraid of talking to you, Kendi.
Why, Nina?
You always look so serious. I must say, I was a bit intimidated by you.
I thought the same about you. Funny how we often judge people without actually getting to know them.
Yes. It's taken Zawadi getting stabbed for us to talk a bit more.
Well, yes. Also, the stabbing made me realize something.
Mm-hmm.
The people you think you know aren't always what you think they are.
Yeah. When Zawadi asked me for money, I never imagined she was that desperate. The scam you told me about must have really cleaned her out.
But you know, it wasn't just the scam. Kilele mentioned to me yesterday that he thinks Zawadi was addicted to online gambling.
Really?
He was asking me if I knew anything about it. And when I said no, he told me to forget that he had asked.
Does he know something about it?
Well, I tried to find out more, but he only told me that she was involved in an online gambling community.
What?
And said he didn't know anything else about it.
He can be so melodramatic sometimes.
I can't help wondering how I miss seeing any of this. Mm-hmm. I spent so much time with Zawadi, and not once did I suspect that something wasn't right.
Candy, don't start thinking like that.
But I do. I just can't help feeling betrayed. I'd have done anything for Zawadi, and now I'm not even sure who she really is, you know?
I understand, Candy. So, what's the deal with you and Kilele?
Kilele?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Why?
You know why. He's always hovering around you.
Kilele? No way.
But there's someone. Or rather, there was.
Huh?
He seems to be avoiding me these days.
Who is it?
No one serious.
Oh, come on, tell me.
No. What about you? Are you seeing anyone?
Oh, you know, being single is more fun. But I did meet someone last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He's a public figure and a bit older.
Who is he? And how much older? Like twice your age?
Oh, he doesn't like it when people know too much about him. And you know, age is just a number. He's been buying me nice things like these.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I don't really trust him. He's moving too fast. Anyway, he's invited me to a party at his place tomorrow on the rich side of town, starting at noon. And he's sending a car to pick me up.
Do you think it's safe?
Well, one of my girlfriends, Cecilia, met him about 3 months ago on a website called Hot Girls. She told me he throws very nice parties. And you know I like to party.
Just be careful, Nina, won't you?
Yeah, sure.
Ah, Sally, Tembo, here you are. Having a coffee, I see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tembo, I was looking for you. A colleague gave me this to pass on to you.
Ah, finally. Thanks, Fred. I've been waiting for this all morning.
Is it for the case?
Yes. Let's see what it says. I requested information on the phone number of this Mr. Bonkes. Looks like it's registered to 1JMM, and this is his home address.
How do we know that this is our guy?
I tried calling the number, and it's still active. So I asked for a list of the calls made by this phone number. Wow! Look at the number I started calling a few days after Zawadi was stabbed.
Wait a second. I think I recognize it.
The detectives are uncovering more and more clues. Where will this last one take them? And whose is this mysterious number? Make sure you don't miss the final episode of Crime Fighters. Click on the link. Until then, you can visit our website dw.com/crimefighters or join the discussion on Facebook. Bye for now.